In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
See if you know it.
And will it let me say, let me say.
Come on.
Hold me down. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet.
That guy knows.
Ain't so far down.
E-Rock knows.
Hold me down. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet.
She knows.
Ain't so far down.
There we go.
Oh, this thing is picking up.
It's picking up.
By the time we get...
Wow, people are clapping.
They're clapping.
By the time we get to Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
So, listen.
Yeah.
I got to bring this up.
Okay.
Just like when we did Dancing on My Own and we sort of figured out what the lyrics were saying.
Uh-oh.
And what it was about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you guys... This song and the lyrics?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, do we know what the premise of the song is?
Well, yeah.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
Well, OG said it's not.
What are you talking about?
He said it's a negative song.
No.
It's not about the Eagles.
No, it is about recovering. No, you're wrong. You don't know what you're... Look.
Wow, there's... Yeah,
OG...
This is a bit of an uphill battle.
OG, shh. You might know about Jalen Hurts better than I do.
Well.
If one of us knows Creed, it's me. So why don't we just drop it on that one? It's not a negative song. OG out here trying to tell me about Creed lyrics.
He doesn't even know who the lead singer is.
Yeah, get out of here.
What's the name of the lead singer? Jalen Hurts.
He said Jalen Hurts. This freaking guy.
Unbelievable.
So the Giants...
Well, he told me to bring it up, so I brought it up.
He's wrong. It's about facing the worst time in your life and overcoming it.
Right.
It is an overcoming song. Get out of here. Tell him to be quiet. Hey.
We're in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah, we're trying to do a show here. All right. Can you stop it? All right. So Giants lose again. They start Tommy Cutlets after benching Daniel Jones. By the way, they said 10 teams, as many as 10 teams, interested in Daniel Jones. And he wants to go somewhere that has a chance to win, is not interested in starting.
I just love
being a backup.
I just love that, you know, when he's this Giants quarterback, everyone's like, he sucks. And then the second he's a free agent, well, hold on.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
So they lose pretty badly, 30-7, I think it was. And it does seem like the coach has lost the team. First, Malik Nabers. Here is Malik Nabers talking about when somebody asked him the difference in having Tommy DeVito and Daniel Jones. Here's what Nabers said.
So it ain't the quarterback. Same outcome when we had DJ at quarterback. I mean, take a look. It ain't the quarterback.
So what do you think?
What is it? I don't know what it is.
Is it the play?
Everybody know better than me.
Is it the play call?
All right, we got to get the gum.
We'll take three more.
I don't know.
The gum. Right,
so I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is. It ain't the quarterback.
I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I lost the message in the gum chewing.
The gum?
I mean, if that's not somebody, that's a clear example of somebody who didn't give a damn about doing that interview and how he was portrayed.
No, he did not care at all.
He actually put the gum in as he was being interviewed. I saw it. I watched it. I'm like, did he just put gum in his mouth before he did this interview? And then he proceeded to just chew it.
Real loud.
Yeah.
And
come on, Malik.
And they asked him about not getting the ball until the second half, and here's what he said.
Go out there first, second quarter, don't get the ball, start getting targets at the end. I mean, can't do nothing. Start getting the ball when it's 30-0. What do you want me to do?
Why in the first half are they not looking at you?
I don't know. Talk to Dave about that. Talk to Dave.
Did you say something to the coaches at
that time? I mean, they know. They come up to me, ask me what plays I want. That was dark. I mean, I don't know, man.
What is he eating, Thanksgiving dinner now? Like, what is he doing?
Talk to Dave's.
Yeah.
He's a rookie.
Yeah.
A rookie. Talk to Dave's about it. I don't know. Not the quarterback. I don't know.
It was damning when he said... And wasn't DJ the same thing was happening when he was there?
Same problems. It's not the quarterback.
Not the quarterback.
And here is Dexter Lawrence. This was not a great thing to say when you're thinking about the coach either.
Yes, are you angry?
Extremely. We play soft, and they beat the out of us today.
How do you say you played soft or your ball club played soft? Can you be more specific?
We missed a lot of tackles. We didn't contain Baker well in scrambles. We didn't cover well. We're soft to me.
Are you more?
We're a soft team. And that was, I think it was the day before the game or Friday. Dable said they had a good
week of practice. It's always dangerous when the coach said we had a good week of practice.
Yeah.
He's lying.
Man, they're going to have to fire another coach and another general manager, I think. I don't know how they survived this.
Yeah, me either, honestly. I just don't. Man, both New York jobs. And the other New York job, you got people openly campaigning for the job.
Rex Ryan.
Oh, Rex Ryan.
And Eric Mangini, I think.
Oh, Mangini's once back in?
Yeah.
Well, and I, listen, this is not a shot at the people, but like if they hire the 33rd team to help with a part of their thing, and it's just former general managers like Tannenbaum, who was the former Jets general manager.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
Man. Yeah. Thank God they're in the NFC East.
Yes. Yeah. They're not going well in Dallas, not going well in New York. So at least two teams we can be confident about. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP. What's up, okay?
What it do, fellas?
What it do?
What it do?
I'm just going to get straight to it. I mean, I've been saying it for a month now since my first call. We have the MVP on our team. He will win the MVP this season. And I'm feeling soupy. I don't know about you guys, but we're not losing until
preseason. So you're feeling soupy? Is that what you said?
What did you say? You're feeling
soupy or Snoopy?
So we're not losing until 2025.
Hold on. Andrew, off the script for 2 seconds. Did you say that you're feeling soupy?
Soupy, Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. All right. Now we're locked in on you.
Yep.
Got to get dialed in. Come on, guys.
Yep. That's on us. Yep.
We're not losing to 2025. Spike, you were wrong this weekend, but so was I. I said Dotson was going to perform. He didn't, but he didn't get a lot of opportunity. But another Penn State guy did. I don't know if you guys heard of him. 26.
I didn't even know Dotson played last night.
Yeah, he got a couple. Like,
he had that one wide receiver screen.
Yeah. I bet him for a touchdown.
Yeah. There you go.
And a couple unsung heroes of the game. The O-line doesn't get talked about enough. I think this town needs to talk about our O-line more.
Yeah, and never gets mentioned.
Grant Calcaterra had blocked amazing last night. I mean, you see him out there.
Would you stop? Would you stop? We're not breaking down Grant Calcaterra's blocking, Andrew.
Will you let OK Andrew cook?
Yeah, my goodness.
Yeah.
Him, Atlanta Dickerson, were out in front of it. A lot of runs. He was kicking out ends, kicking out corners. And... one more thing, prayers and thoughts to DG. I mean, I know he's coming up next. Just let him know that our city's got him, and he'll be back next year for another ring.
For another ring.
Back to back.
Two, yeah. Like, remember, 2-3?
No, you're right. You're right.
Yep.
Come on now.
Appreciate it, okay.
Okay, Andrew. We're all feeling a little soupy. I kind of like that. I might hang on to that.
Real quick.
Yeah.
And brought this up. I need to get you two's sort of your feel now, because last week you were a little nervous.
I don't like where this is going.
You thought the kicker had the yips and he wasn't going to be any good anymore. You okay now?
7 for 7.
Seven for seven last night.
I just worried that he might have the yips.
Okay.
I didn't think he had the
yips. I'm just saying, but we're good. We're back to being good. Okay.
I never called him Jake Brocious.
Jake Brocious. Oh, man, the legend was back last night.
No, it's good. Yeah, well, hold on. Again, I blame Sirianni for that. He kept him on ice for too many times this season.
For
right.
2 months,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
Blaming Sirianni because the kicker can't kick a field goal. You're outrageous.
Another Sirianni.
You're not allowed on the Sirianni train.
Nah.
Stay on that side.
I won on the Sirianni train.
Stay on that side, Jack.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Joe and Acko, you're on WIP.
Yes, I'm calling to say the Eagles in a good spot. I'm a Raiders fan, and y'all Eagles fans, y'all banned jumpers a couple weeks ago. Y'all was ready to run jail and the Nick out. Out of town.
Well, a couple people were.
Not a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago.
Jalen's going to make the Pro Bowl along with five, six other guys from off the squad. Going to be Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got a good squad. Who's going to be your next coach?
The squad is good.
Who's going to be your next coach? Deion? Huh? You waiting on Deion? Shedeur Sanders?
Nah, we ain't waiting on Deion, man. We don't want Deion.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Who do you want?
Deion. We don't want Deion, but y'all Eagles fans are rough, and my girl's an Eagles fan, and y'all going to the bowl. Y'all got the MVP of the year, but y'all was ready to run everybody out of town.
That's what we do.
And yeah, but y'all got to relax. You know what I mean? And Jan was a hell of a quarterback, and he's better than a lot of them other guys out there, but y'all don't want him.
Well, he's better than all your quarterbacks.
Yeah. You guys are about to sign Daniel Jones
to start.
He's
better than my quarterback. I don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. And by the way, as far as relaxing, I went to a Raiders game when I lived in L.A. at the Coliseum. You guys don't relax. That is one of the most terrifying fan bases I've ever seen in my life.
We're the black hole. But y'all a bunch of band jumpers.
No.
And just relax. The Eagles going to the bowl, and they're going to win in 2025.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate it.
We're passionate. It's not bandwagon jumpers. All right.
There's nothing better than fans of other teams.
Loser teams,
telling us how to be fans of our team.
The Raiders have ruined whatever legacy they had by switching cities every
three times,
years. Yeah. Tell me how to be a fan. Bandwagon jumpers. When you say your team's playing. No, what a bandwagon jumper is when the team is bad, you stop caring.
Right.
Not saying.
That's never going to happen here.
No. There are people emotional and passionate and maybe a little too negative when it's bad and too positive when it's good. Maybe. But definitely not bandwagon jumpers. Certainly not with the Eagles.
And we don't do middle of the road. We're extreme.
No.
We're extreme one way or the other.
Yes, sir.
And they take the instruction from the radio station.
Yes.
I love Jason. And Jason was like, WIP kind of sets the tone for everybody.
Yeah. But it's good.
To their credit.
But it's a good thing.
They're mostly just saying what the fans are thinking.
Yeah, but sometimes not. Sometimes not.
The fans, I don't agree with them all the time.
Yeah, but they do sometimes.
Yeah, you're right. Every once in a while.
Sometimes. How about Kylie? Kylie has a podcast now.
I know.
Love it. I'm going to check it out. Just the clips, though.
When she get in town?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, you know I don't watch.
I was going to. You listen to a whole podcast.
No,
absolutely not.
I don't think I've ever listened to it.
Have you ever opened your podcast app on your phone?
No, the only podcast I think I've listened to entirely was the Cat Williams.
Shannon Sharp
podcast.
What about the Shannon Sharp podcast app for Michelle?
Did not even think about listening to that nonsense.
What about High Hopes?
Yeah, what about the Phillies podcast?
Yeah, you ever listen to High Hopes?
What about Daily Elliot?
Yeah, I do listen to Daily Elliot.
Daily Elliot.
Go Birds. Comes out every day. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I heard enough of Elliot.
Winner. Yeah. Winner will be here before you know. In fact, when I was driving home Friday night, I saw snowflakes. So that means cold weather's coming. You got those old drafty windows. You got the old drafty doors. And if you don't take care of it, it's one of two things. One, your heating bill is going to be through the roof. Or B, you're going to be laying on the couch wrapped in blankets, winter hat on, coat, maybe sometimes like I go to bed. Look, take care of your window and door problem and call up Guida Door and Window or go to the website. Go Guida. Right now, they help you celebrate the holidays by getting rid of those old drafty windows and doors with their big year-end sales event. 40% off each window you buy. 40% off of every professionally installed window. 40% off any door at all. Front door, garage door, sliding patio door. And they know right now you're thinking about the money for the holidays, so you don't even have to touch it because you can start your project with no money down and pay it off interest-free for up to 12 months. So if you need new windows and doors, you do it now before December 31st when this offer expires, all prior sales excluded. So call Guida today. Get all the details, 877-GO-GUIDA, while you're on the phone with them. Schedule a free in-home estimate. or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Mike in Center City, you're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how's it going? That's
What's
good.
Up, Mike?
We're going the wrong way on the how's it going stuff.
Anyways, I was thinking there's been a lot of talk about Saquon getting too many touches. You know, they got a whole save him for the playoffs. I think they're estimating 400 carries.
Through the playoffs, he would be over 400 touches.
I don't know how you feel. I don't know. I'm a little torn. But my question is, do you count as a carry 7-yard runs where you're not even touched? You don't even have to break a tackle. I mean, if he gets, you know, two or three of those a game, is that, I mean, that's okay, right?
You know what it is, Mike? The numbers are the numbers. It's sort of like interceptions in that you could go through every single one of those things at the end of the year and say, well, he maybe shouldn't have had an interception here or shouldn't have had an interception there, but you could also look at interceptions that were dropped too. So I think it's better, of course, if Saquon doesn't get touched, but when they talk about running backs that the year after 400 touches, they don't parse what the touches were, you know? Because even Christian McCaffrey last year, a lot of those were receptions, you know? Mm-hmm. I think he had 55 catches or 60 catches or something like that, and still he wound up, you know, now maybe he would have gotten injured anyway or would have had a problem anyway, but I think just going into this right now, we have to accept, Mike, that if Saquon touches the ball 400 times, there's a significant chance next year that the possibility for injury will go up and his effectiveness may go down. But they're going to have to work that into their strategy for next year. And maybe they invest in a back they're a little more confident in getting more touches than Gainwell for next year. But they have to do it this year.
I think you're overthinking. It's pretty amazing that he, you know, 140 yards of the 255, he never got touched.
Okay, I mean, Mike, you're right. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Just, you know what? Have him.
No, I'm not. Hold on. I'm finding it an amazing feat. I'm not arguing it.
Okay.
I think it's an amazing feat.
Oh, sure it is. He's incredible. So, but I think we're kidding ourselves if we're thinking that he is immune to the sort of things that, like, almost every other running back in this situation. And let's not forget, he played the first 6 years of his career
on bad turf at Giant Stadium
with a bad offensive line.
Well, that's true. One other thing. This Puka guy, he's pretty good.
He's awesome.
I mean, I thought Cooper Kupp was the guy. But holy cow, I haven't seen a full game with this guy receiving. And we even knew it, they were throwing to him. You couldn't stop him. He was pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, Puka Nacua is awesome. I mean, that dude is tough to bring down. Thank you for the call, Mike.
Bigger than you think.
Yeah. I mean, he is a good player. Was he undrafted or was he fifth round or something?
Third round.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Third or fourth.
I mean, Cooper Kupp was a third rounder.
Yep.
I remember Cooper Kupp coming out and everybody talking about him.
Because Carson was working out with him.
Yeah.
And we took Matt Collins instead.
Didn't work out.
Jack doesn't forget anything.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor
of the
Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. Which one of these three is the best free agent signing? Saquon Barkley, Zach Wheeler, or Bryce Harper? Final count, 49% Saquon, 33% Bryce Harper, 18% Zach Wheeler.
Some people were wondering why Paul George is not on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hasn't gone well so far.
Not so far.
I've only seen Paul George twice.
Not exactly the Saquon-like impact.
No, not yet. Not yet. Give him time.
Yeah, let him cook.
Give him time.
Things are going really well with the basketball team right now.
Yeah, great. 3-13. Look, it could be 2-14. You know, could always be worse. But
speaking of the Sixers,
yeah.
Did you see Saquon and A.J.? They did Jarrett McCain's TikTok dance.
Oh, yeah. I did see that.
Oh,
yes.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
We got the best TikToker on planet Earth.
Oh, dude, look, don't. He's Don't blame him.
He's earned the right not to be called a TikToker.
Yeah. No, so far. Although he was 1 of 6 from 3 last night.
No. We're not doing that with a rookie. Why don't one of your prospects come up and actually play in Philadelphia, dude, and then we can talk about Jeremy.
Andrew Painter's going to wipe the floor with all these
sure.
rookies.
How many more Tommy John surgeries?
Wow. So you're rooting injury on a guy?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. Justin in Tennessee. You're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What's up, Justin?
What's up, Justin?
Hey, man. You know, I've had a heck of a show today. I have laughed, and I guess the hardest I laughed is when after we got the big victory Monday, Ike turned around and he's ready to kick some crack shut on you boys. y'all need to liven up a little bit now. I mean,
yeah.
And Spike says, well, can we do it again? Nope, it's too late for that, man. Hey, keep them in line, Ike. Keep them in line. But
that was really Jack.
Yeah, I was singing fine.
What do you want from me?
We want you to be held accountable like you do Buzz when we're singing at 5:30. That's what we want.
Yeah, well, he is egregious.
That's the worst singing I've ever heard.
We're holding you accountable, Jack.
All right. Listen, but I'm all about accountability, except for shaving my head.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Which by the way.
Which was never brought up on the air. It was just a meeting behind
no,
the scenes.
It was brought up on the air several
times.
It was
like a ha-ha. Like,
and then,
it was never like, we're doing this.
And then.
Poorly executed.
And then we agreed to have 3 callers decide your fate, and you tried to cheat us.
No, you decided that.
Yes.
I said 100 callers, and if they win the Super Bowl.
Do you want us to do 100 callers tomorrow?
I mean, we got like 2 days until a nice big old break.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway. Back to the thing, man. When I woke up and seen that this morning, my heart broke for him. I love BG. He's an all-time Eagle, and if he wants to come back and play, I think he can do it. Who knew he had that in him? Like, that's one of the best things I've ever seen him play last night. And damn, going to LA, you know, it costs us something every time, it seems like, but. It sucks seeing the.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even think of that, Justin. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn LA.
Yeah.
And going back, I remember the Cooper Cup, Carson working out with him. They couldn't get the Bronco a pony to work with. We had to get Mac Holland, you know, a special teamer out of North Carolina.
Yep.
But one thing that's really good that's come out of this, I could get a kick out of it. I told Jack last night. My son Owen has found Gilly and his Twitter videos and stuff.
Oh,
and
man.
Gilly's the best.
It's the best, ain't it?
Owen is laughing his hind end off when he grabs that little feller in that eagle costume and starts shaking his head. I tell you what, Owen has about fell off the couch laughing. He said, you know this guy? I said, yeah, I heard him on the radio a time or 2 hours a year or so ago. I said, he's a trip. He said, this cat's awesome, Dad. He said, we go up there. You guys try to let me meet this guy. He said, he's awesome. But, Gilly, if you listen, son, you got another fan in my boy Owen. But, y'all have had a heck of a show today. Like I said, BG, if you're listening, man, I'll love to you, man. I love you to death. And I'm going to get off here and leave you alone. Love you, man.
All right, Justin. Love
all right,
you,
Justin.
Buddy.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Val, why aren't you having any pumpkin pie? Spike, it has cinnamon on it. Reminds me of this guy I hate at work. Frank in Ardmore.
Ken.
Oh, cinnamon. I'm like, ooh.
Cinnamon. Cinnamon. Yeah. I thought it was going to be a vegan joke, but it was a Ken joke.
Yep.
So, all right. What's next?
Please stop sharing the Hard Knocks video. Joe Shane in New York.
Every time he does something.
They do. They. I mean, it's not just Eagle fans, Sean. I think it's sports fans or NFL fans that keep showing it every week.
That video is probably going to cost him his job.
It should.
Well, can you imagine John Mara was like, I told you to keep him.
Right.
Yeah, that it's my money, you doofus.
That the owner clearly said in so many words he wanted Saquon to be there.
Yeah. I don't want to see him on another team. I don't want to see him on the Eagles.
Well, I won't be able to sleep knowing he's playing for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, whoops. What's next?
Who was Donovan talking about? T.O. in L.A.
That other guy is...
I just love it. It's never going to... It's just never going to end.
Well, I mean, It's not like T.O. lets it in.
I was going to say, that's a two-way street.
Yeah, T.O. makes it worse.
Yes.
Could we? No, we could never remedy that on this show. I would love to bring those two.
Oh, man. Well, last time T.O. called, he called because he... Did he hear we were talking about something?
Yeah, I think Howard...
Oh, I remember that.
Like, he called up out of the blue on his
he
own.
He did, yeah.
And I didn't pick up his phone because it was on a restricted line.
Well, that's where you got to send Buzz in to FaceTime, make sure it's him.
Yeah.
What's next?
Things Spike won't be giving thanks for on Thursday. 1, Jalen Hurts. 2, Tyrese Maxey. 3, Kenan Cinnaminson. Mike in Havertown.
Ken drives me crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Did not notice that.
Can't tell.
He didn't admit he was wrong about Alec Boehm, so he's on my bad list until he admits he was wrong.
He's a lot of grudges.
He's a good hitter.
He's a good hitter.
He's also a big baby. What's next?
Did we make a mistake interviewing this guy? CBS 3 talking to Herb.
Can I answer that? Yes, you made a mistake.
It didn't look like he gave short, quick answers.
No, either. Never does.
Yeah. Welcome to our world, yeah. CBS 3.
They had the child. Monty G's in the house.
Yeah.
The great Monty G.
Baby. All right. We will be back with you tomorrow for another show of the WIP Afternoon Show. However, there is more of two of the three of us here tonight at 6 o'clock. The Brandon Graham Show, BG, will be here. BG will be here. You can listen on the radio or the Odyssey app, watch on YouTube. And then at 7 o'clock, the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and Jordan Mailata will be here. And otherwise, we will talk to you tomorrow. All right. So I'm going to give you some advice about your house, your home, and fixing stuff. Now, I can't fix anything. I'm not a Mr. Fix-It guy. I don't go on YouTube. I don't do any of that. But what I like to do is try to share with you if you run into this situation. So if you run into this situation where your water heater is done, right? It's that time. No hot water coming out of the shower. No hot water coming out of the faucet. Oh, no, I need a water heater. I want you to remember two words, two very simple words. Out of all that I say, if you just remember Bradford White, you're taken care of. Because you deserve the very, very best in your home. Your family deserves the very, very best. If you own a business, you got a water heater there, your employees deserve the very, very best. And Bradford White is built to be the best. Talking about a product that is made here in the United States, all of it, 100%. Talking about a product, a water heater that is going to last you for years, longer than any other water heater. Talking about a decade. Maybe it's one of the new tankless water heaters. Maybe it's your standard tank water heater. Whatever it is, Bradford White is going to give you the performance you expect and you deserve. Here's the thing. I mentioned not a do-it-yourself guy. Bradford White doesn't want you to do it yourself. It is the best one that you can get, so they want a plumbing professional to do it for you so you get it done exactly the right way. So when it's time, when you turn on the shower, there's no hot water. You turn on the faucet, there's no hot water. It's Bradford White time. I want you to go to bradfordwhite.com, find one of those plumbing pros near you, and learn more.